Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome. We are really sorry. We were not able to record last week because of Rashida. We apologize. This week is a brand new episode. We had the dilemmas. We don't want to miss that trending topic. We discussed a lot of things. Thank you, guys. I know you missed us like we missed you. So sit by, relax, enjoy this episode. You have a nice one. Enjoy. Rashida, what is, oh my God, you have
Oh
to show
my
yourself.
God, you're stressing me. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome
Hello.
back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
My name is Yosis
Hey, Yosis, you want to
Ladu.
start by explaining yourself? Why was there no
No.
episode last week?
Our beautiful listeners, I apologize on behalf of Rashida.
If you dare say, on behalf of who?
Be showing yourself. I hope you see people can see why I need to apologize on behalf of Rashida. She's exposing herself, but I
On behalf of
apologize
who?
for these two again. Rashida has not been herself ever since this fall season.
You are not
She
even serious. That is beside the point. You
said
see, oh, okay. I
he
agree.
said I
Rashida
should
has not.
explain.
Wait now. Rashida has not been herself. You see, where are you?
Let me explain.
You see, where
He
are you?
said, Rashida, I'll come there, but let me explain to them what you
Okay.
did. I need to apologize on your behalf. You know, you are not
Why are
even present.
you
Let me help.
not apologizing on
Let me
your
help.
own behalf? It's on my own behalf you
I
want to
will.
apologize.
Rashida has not been enjoying this weather at all. She explicitly told me that this is her hibernating period, that anything I see, I should carry it like that. They talk. Rashida, but you know you have obligations and you have responsibility to people. He said everybody will be all right, last.
Yes, this is not the point. This is not it. Let me, okay. Yes,
Rashida,
I've explained what she
wait
thinks was the
now.
problem. No, you see, since you are beating around the bush, you don't want to go
Not
straight to the
beating
point.
the number
Usis
two
is not in
season.
Nigeria. Usis is not in our geographical area. And the time difference has
Let me.
changed.
I'm
Would
coming
you? No,
here.
let us not even start.
You need to
Okay.
relax.
Let's not even start. It's
I'm
Usis
not.
that
It's not
made us not
Rashida.
to record last week. It's not Rashida. The time
Then,
difference.
to make matters worse,
Okay.
I am not available.
Oh, you would have started with
In
that one.
the time difference was not helping matters. There's a 6 hour time difference, and Rashida said no, that the moment the sun comes down, she's not functioning.
There's that one. The moment the sun comes, I don't function. I hibernate.
Said, ah, Rashida, are you from the Bear family? She said, yes, that's our WhatsApp group. As a matter of fact, she said, that's our family.
There's my
TikTok.
family.
How will we do this thing now? Because winter is coming. Rashida, so we apologize for that. I apologize for Rashida. You people have to bear with her the way I'm bearing with her. We are so sorry. We are very, very sorry. Rashida, don't worry. I have apologized.
Okay, this is I've shifted the blame to me. Don't worry.
But Rashida, you said it's your hibernating season.
Even if I'm hibernating, you, what's the time difference now? Look at it. Today is, we are recording on a Monday. You see, we don't record on a Monday. Do you
We
know the
don't.
sacrifice that it's, oh God, oh God. Do you know this
As
Monday
the,
is, this Monday
it's
is, I'm
okay.
not,
We thank you, ma. But to be honest, Rashida is really trying.
oh
The
God.
time difference is mad. Six
It's
hours is no joke.
not funny.
Yeah.
But
Rashida, it's
how?
actually 5 hours, not 6 hours. See you. Are you in Nigeria? It's 5 hours.
It's
And you
5 hours.
wanted to claim the
It's
six
still
hours.
the
Can you
same
imagine?
Nigeria and the UK. What's the
It's
it's 1 hour difference.
a
So anyway,
lie.
oh,
So it's not
it takes a
easy
lot.
actually.
See, this the
Yeah.
dedication, we couldn't do it for 2 weeks. We couldn't take
No,
two
it's
weeks
just a
break.
week actually.
Like if we hadn't recorded this week, it's going to be 2 weeks and
Yeah.
we couldn't do
Well,
that.
that's what happened. The time
Yeah.
difference is no joke. It's hibernating season for Rashida, and so we'll manage.
Yes,
We
you
manage.
decided to go to Boston.
Yeah, I'll be going to New York. I have a this project that I'm running, so I needed to come here then.
You see, Usis is not even our meet. It's even going to be New York is it's okay. It's the same time difference anyway. It's not this. It's the same
He's
thing.
looking for another excuse to
Well, yeah,
hibernate.
I was
You people,
trying to look
at
for
least
another excuse. No,
When
yes, I was
you don't see a
actually.
new episode, you know why.
I
You
was
know
actually
why.
trying to say, oh, it's going to be crazy. Your movie to New York is another, but I remember it's the same time difference. Yossi, how have you been?
But I've been fine, you know.
How what did
Alhamdulillah,
you do during the
fantastic.
1 week that you didn't record? What were you doing with your life?
Rashida, what will I do with my life now? The usual. Eh?
See, let me
I've
tell you
been,
guys,
you
all the recordings we have been
know.
recording, anytime, like when Yossi is in Maiduguri, it's because we don't have a video, so you can't see what I'm trying to like build now and explain to you guys. So when she's recording in Maiduguri, I used to know that she's in Maiduguri because the background is different. Like, and when she's in Boston, I know because there's this frame behind her. I know that that's so I used to
The
know.
sunset,
Yeah, the sunset. So I used to
yeah.
know the different places. Yeah, that's
Funny
nice.
story, Rashida, this frame that you're talking about, I got it for my sister in Nigeria. Is yeah, the painter is a very good one. Look, let me show you the other one here. Let me see. Look at that one.
Oh,
I
that's beautiful.
love that one.
That's
Yeah, can you
beautiful.
see? There's this artist in Gwarunpa. It's very good. So I got to him, told him I needed the da. There are other smaller ones. You know, Nigeria is blessed with talent, but when it comes to
Yeah,
art,
I know
Rashida,
what you
I'm sure
mean.
you must have seen this one, the ones in on Twitter. You see paintings or drawings with charcoal or with
Yeah,
pen.
you swear it's a real
You
life.
see the
Yeah.
picture like, ah,
No,
no.
I used to see those
And
paintings and it's crazy. It's like a 3D kind of stuff. It's
him.
just
And
amazing. The
I love.
details, the attention to details is mad.
I love art right from where I was young. I used to save money, Rashida, to go and buy art.
That's
Like,
amazing.
yeah, right from
You have
secondary
been
school.
an art collector.
I will save money. I'll get it. Some are in my mom's living room, some are in her room, some people have taken, but I love art.
Yeah.
I used to have one boyfriend like that. He was in the what did they call the department? Art and what department in the university?
Theater art.
Theater art. I know I love art. Anyway, how far now, Rashida? What's going on?
I'm fine, you
How
know.
is Paul treating you? You are like this. Rashida, when is winter? What are you going to do? You're going to die.
No, I'm
You've
not.
complained throughout summer. Summer is not summering. Hey, it's raining. You'll see, come and see me. Now you don't see the one way past your power. True, true.
Yeah, summer is not summer because like it wasn't cold. No, it wasn't
Compared
hot.
to this weather now, wouldn't you take summer in a heartbeat?
I would take the summer there. Yeah, at least it's
Yeah,
better.
I know what you wait for.
I'm not doubling on my clothes. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
How has your week been since you've been resting?
I've been doing life. It was different because there was no editing, so it felt odd. I was like,
Alhamdulillah. How are the boys?
the boys are fine. Yeah. Same old, same old. It's the same process. If you're abroad, you know how everything is. It's not, there's nothing exciting actually. There's no new activities except you're going for events, you're going, which it's not what I do. Anything that happens in the night counts me out. I don't like all I don't like night activities.
I'm not there.
I'm not there. I'm not your girly for night activities. Concerts, anything that is night event. If it's morning event, say from 9 to 3, yeah, I'm there. But anything that has to do with night, when everybody's going to hibernate, everybody's going to sleep. What are you doing out at night? I'm not your night girly like that.
For me, unless the crowd, I am familiar or conversing with people that are there, I'm not like really a crowd person. Then when it's night again, double wala, I won't be there. I ain't gonna be there.
Oh, are you watching anything?
What did I watch? Oh, I've been watching Yellowstone. I
Okay.
recommended Yellowstone for you now. Said it's something different.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I did it some weeks back. So I love Yellowstone. It's something different. I just finished the fifth season. Then I'm watching Jack Ryan is on Prime. Yeah, it's okay. You know, I don't like giving spoilers just like you. So those are the two things. I'm done with Yellowstone. I'm currently watching Jack Ryan on Prime. So Yellowstone, there's season 1 to 3 on Netflix. Then the fourth and fifth season, you either have to have Paramount or Peacock. Which doesn't work in Nigeria. So you have to have a VPN to watch those. But Yellowstone, really fantastic. I love it.
I'm still watching Residents, but I took a break from that and I watched a movie on. I was just scrolling through my Instagram and I saw a recommendation. Oh, go to YouTube, I watch a movie. It's on Uche Jumbo's TV. So I went and I watched this.
Oh, Rashida, I think I know the movie you're talking about. I've been seeing snippets on TikTok, oh, that they are in the US. She's working
Thank you
and she
very
likes in
much.
the Oh, I actually watched one. I'm sure maybe you must have seen the snippet too. It's a Nigerian movie on YouTube. The is a male prostitute.
Ah, I haven't
Yeah,
seen that. But
it's
that was the only thing
oh
I
it's
watched. I haven't seen the one you're talking about. The storyline was good. It's a typical storyline was like they were in Nigeria. The husband was in charge of everything. He told her not to work. He's a titled man, and it's a taboo for a titled man to allow his wife work. And then he would insult her that oh, she hasn't given birth to a kid. She had miscarriage. She's the normal things that a typical African man will tag as wife material. Oh, she should wash clothes with her hands. She doesn't need a washing machine. She should cook. She has to cook fresh food and stuff then. But she had a degree in nursing, which he paid for. They wanted greener pasture, so they decided to leave Nigeria to come abroad. And this is where she is now a hot cake because they are looking for nurses abroad. And now she becomes the breadwinner. She's the one going to work, taking all the shifts, and he has refused to take any other job, saying that he's a titled man. He cannot clean toilets. He cannot.
Some jobs are beneath him.
Yeah, some jobs are beneath him. So the table turns, and it's that's the story. The storyline was good, but that's why I just told you the whole thing now. So very slow. They had to prolong it to get some certain minutes in, but
Oh, I
yeah.
don't like that. You know when these comedians will be making jest of Nigerian movies. The actor is working, and he'll be working for 2 minutes. Why do I need to see the actor working for
Exactly,
two
that
minutes?
was what
Can you
happened.
wrap that up in 10 seconds? I know
Thank you
he's
very
working.
much. I've just told you the storyline of the it's a good storyline. We've seen that, but I would have loved to like see more. Why am I watching 2 minutes of somebody making food? Why am I watching 2 minutes of somebody lying down idle? 2 minutes.
Like,
So it's just so just to get the minute, they're just prolonging some scene, playing some music in the background. I was tired. I need pam 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 fast fast.
you get,
Just say what you want to say, do what you want to do. We have other things to watch, please.
but then that's the problem with Nigerian movies, Rashida. I see. Have you noticed that the ones that Netflix or Prime buy from them, you don't have these issues? Have you noticed? Maybe is it that
No,
those
they have
movies that
Prime. I would rather watch a Nigeria movie on Netflix than watch a Nigeria movie on Prime.
really, but then Prime have more collection of
They
Nigerian
have more
movies than
collection of,
Netflix.
yes, they do have more because it's, I love that
I think
Netflix
Prime
are,
pays more, cool.
I'm not sure how that dynamic works, but I would rather watch a Nigeria movie on Netflix than to watch it on Prime because I'm guaranteed to enjoy it more if I watch it on Netflix than if I watch it on Prime. On Prime, they have
Really?
all those movies that they prolong. I'm not saying all of them, but most of them. So
Most,
Prime
yeah.
is more of quantity than quality from what I have observed.
Oh, I don't know if you have watched Funmi,
Oh,
right? This his
Fumi,
Funmi Liar. Yeah, you see, I love this adaptation of all these historic figures, and you don't find them on Netflix.
Do you know what? I enjoyed that film because the attention to details was amazing.
Very
But
much. I loved it.
the angle they took in telling that story, if it was another person, I'm not, it's good. I'm just comparing it to other adaptation movies because we've watched so many amazing adaptation movies.
Well, different directors, a different team and stuff,
Yeah.
Kengani.
I wanted more on her story. If you want to know that I really enjoy a movie, I'll research the person, research the actor. That shows you that I really enjoyed it, which I did when I watched Fumilayo Ransom Kuti. She did more amazing things than the angle they took it from.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
so
Rashida, the movie highlighted some part of her life that we don't even
we
see
didn't even know.
in
Yeah, they
history.
always talk
We didn't
about she
even
was the
know
first
in
person to drive
Nigeria
a car.
drive. Like, you understand? The movie even showed parts of her life that were not
Yeah,
even
an activist. Yeah, I
included
agree with
in our
you.
history books. Please, they tried though.
I'll give it a
Like,
solid 7. I'll
I'll
give it a
give it
solid
8.5, yeah. I
Yeah,
loved
I'll
it.
give it a solid 7.
The
It was nice.
costume, no, they really tried, actually. They
The
seem Puerto
attention to
Ricans, yeah.
detail was very good. Yeah, I love
They
that.
tried, they tried.
Let's read some dilemmas, Ulysses.
Okay, please, Rashida, you know good things.
All
Please
right.
don't come and scatter my head.
So this one said, my neighbor's brother, a civil servant, got married over the weekend. He spent 6 million naira in expenses. He was only able to raise 350 from the total money spread. He said his wife
Come again?
wanted a loud wedding and he agreed. Now he is regretting that decision. The person tweeting said, I don't feel sorry for him. Then he said, update, he borrowed 2.5 million from his workplace. So after he explained to us that he spent 6 million on the wedding, he now said that update that out of that 6 million, he borrowed 2.3 million from his workplace for the wedding. So he's just like, this is crazy for you to borrow that amount of money to do a wedding which you regret.
Sure, but Rashida, Kinsan, my opinion on these stars, like elderly people, people that know what's up, they always tell you not to borrow to marry. And it's even worse now because people are borrowing just to impress outsiders. Next to me, the money that you use for just 2 days to party. To party, you are entering a new dispensation, no? It's a whole new ball game. It's better you save it and see waiting goes up after the wedding. Ah, everywhere go dry. You're starting a new life.
Starting and they don't know
The
what.
party is gone. People that have eaten have forgotten. Vendors have collected money, but this one went ahead to even use corporate to go and borrow from cooperative money for waiting.
What people and you know what they go into this thinking that they will get back the money from what people will spray them on the wedding day. In case you're not a Nigerian and you're wondering what we're talking about, when people go for wedding, just like people give money back, like gifts, they spray you money when we are dancing. It's a big party, so they spray money, and this is the money after the wedding you count, and if you're lucky, you get
You're
back.
wicked. Why
You get back
are
if
you
you are not.
laughing?
I know it's funny because, okay, now I want to break this down for you, Ulysses. Why are you doing a wedding and you're relying on what people will spray you? See, friendship, people that you're inviting to your wedding, if you haven't invested anything in anybody, you don't expect anybody to invest anything. Somebody said friendship is an investment, it's give and take.
Give and take.
Your friend cannot be showing up for you and you don't show up for the person. So how many of these people that you've invited have you gone to their wedding to spray money for? Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of these
Yes,
people
now.
have you gone to their wedding? How many of these people have you showed up for? How many of these people, when they need you, you are there for them?
Done.
These things are not anybody that you see that on their wedding day, people are coming to spray money. They must have invested or something.
You cannot be making plans on top people money. Why
It's give or take.
you have never showed up.
You have never showed up. You have never done anything. They cannot rely
Not
on
at
you
all.
to give something. They cannot call you in terms of need, but you have decided to go and borrow money, expecting that they will come and spray you 2.5 million. Who are you?
And this whole spraying culture. Remember, Bobrisky, even though I don't think that's the reason why he was in prison, people are getting into trouble because of spraying. If you want to spray now, you use foreign currency, FX, dollars, and the rest. Who will come and spray your dollar? Who the hell are you?
God
Well,
have
anyway,
mercy.
my brother, sorry, oh, regret is not going to pay the loan. You just find how you are going to pay that money, Sha.
That's
But it's
just
sad.
it. It's
It's
sad.
sad.
Please
It's sad.
don't go around trying to borrow money to have a wedding. If you have, you have. Are you not getting married? Why are you pleasing her for a big wedding? It's an agreement. See, you see, it's me. I just think that if you want to do wedding, get somebody that wants to cut your coat according to your size. If he wants a
Your
big
which
wedding.
size to your material? Which size? Ashida, if you are 6 feet tall and your material is just 2 yards, how are you going to cut the coat?
If he wants a big wedding, there's another man that wants a big wedding, but you cannot stress somebody's child because you want a big wedding. This thing is mutual understanding,
My
right?
sister, yes, it is.
It's mutual understanding. You want a big wedding. There's a man out there for you that wants a big wedding. If you guys decide to just take this thing, I love you, let's do this thing together. You guys should do it together, but there's no need. Now, this man, he's there going because it's not her business. She doesn't care.
Somebody that
He
has
because even me as the wife, I will tell you that, did I send you? Did you tell me you were going? Who are you trying to impress? Did I send you? So it's not even my business. The way you went to borrow that money, go and pay it back. It's not my problem.
Somebody that has moved on, you are talking of you go and sort yourself out too.
I'm not contributing yourself. Anything. I didn't ask you to go and, you would have told me that you didn't have it, would have known how we'll manage, you know. You impress me now. Because see, at the end, see, they are not going to enjoy this their first few weeks of marriage because he's under pressure. So what's the point?
Thinking
you know?
Of how will I, how he'll pay this money?
Yeah, so blah, what's blah, the blah, point?
Blah. Funny and sad thing at the same time is you're already exhausted from the wedding preparation.
From me to
the wedding itself.
There's nothing like tired. Having a wedding and you guys are, what they call it, bashi free. What's bashi in English now?
You are debt free.
You guys are debt free. You guys will go sleep well, have a good sleep. I like the idea of having going for a honeymoon that and having
Thank
a big
very
wedding.
Much, Rashida. This money that you just lavish there, people will eat and dance.
Just impress
Vendors
other
will
people.
Collect money. It's better you use it after that week that you have rested from the whole wahala. You now travel and rest. Enjoy the money. At least you know you use the money judiciously. And then, my brother, God is your strength. You're in Nigeria now. I don't know how you get that money, Sha.
I don't know.
As my Twitter people will say, miracle, no, they tire Jesus.
My goodness. This one says, I'm a pregnant 24-year-old. My man wants us to quickly get married before my baby bump starts showing. Oh. He came to meet my parents. They discussed and he left. Next morning, my mother said, my dad demands that my boyfriend roofs our house because he wouldn't want me to do my wedding at my uncle's house.
Okay.
Because we currently live there. My uncle gave us a well-furnished two-bedroom apartment to stay and we have been living there since 2020. And now my father said that it would be embarrassing for him. I don't know what exactly will embarrass him, that he wants a 25-year-old to roof a house that a 58-year-old man has been unable to rule for the past 2 years. He wants him to get the wood and the roofing sheets to cover the house and still expect him to do a wedding celebration. I'm not in any way supporting what my father said. Since I got admission into school, my father haven't sent a dime to me. Is this my boyfriend that have been sponsoring me? So I told my boyfriend to wait till I put to bed because the wedding arrangement will be stressful for me. My boyfriend is not that buoyant and we only want to manage because the pregnancy wasn't planned for. Is it wrong telling my boyfriend to stop the preparation, or should I tell him what my father said? I'm confused. I need advice. My parents are expecting feedback from me.
This father, Rashida, and sorry to say, what kind of a father is that? 25-year-old should come and roof which house for you? That they are embarrassed. So you are not embarrassed to stay in the house. It's wedding that they will do that is embarrassing you. Can you see misplaced priority?
See, I open my mouth.
When he's explaining to you now, you think he's a better person. And in his mind, it actually makes sense.
It makes sense.
You say staying is different from marriage.
That he has a property. I have a property. It's a taboo for me to marry you under my brother's house. Yes, said a
True. Imagine if you are the brother and you hear this one now, Rashida.
The boy wants to do the right thing. He's thinking, let's just get married since you're pregnant already. But what ultimatum is this one that you are saying that you have to roof Haba?
The thing is, there's nothing you can do about it. Either you wait, the pregnancy will show and she will give birth. Last, what they'll do, they start living together, or you do the right thing and let the wedding take place.
And the girl is even trying to cover up for her father because this doesn't, it sounds insane for her to go and tell him that the father wants him to roof the house. This doesn't make sense. Since you did not hear that she said that it's this her same boyfriend that has been sponsoring her through school and that the father hasn't sent anything.
I missed that part. So this young man is even sponsoring your daughter in school, but it's wedding venue that is your problem, that is a taboo. for you to wed your under your brother's roof. If you are dead, is it not under that roof that you wed the daughter? Rubbish. It's not all this small, small African rubbish culture. Maybe this one is not even culture. It's the man said,
no, but wait, this doesn't even make sense. And this is actually not fair. This is a red flag. I'm not going to go through with this. Oh, she has, oh God.
He didn't get Belen now.
He has his baby. And you know, this is the, because now look at this. This is all where we even have problems and we have generational problems that never end. Would it be wrong for this guy to say that he's not going to go ahead with this wedding? This is going to be another single mother if that happens. This is all the things that we don't want. Just because a father has decided that this is how he wants to be behaving. One, you're not taking your child through school. Instead of you to give your blessings and
Sheena, don't stammer.
No, the dynamic of everything doesn't even make sense, you know, right? Now you can't say she should just go and stay with the boy. Then you don't have your family blessing. It's just, the dynamic is crazy. Oh, this is a tough one, actually.
Yeah, it is. I just hope they figure it out for the sake of the girl. She's pregnant. She doesn't have the energy. She shouldn't be going through all this. Number two thing that we have to point out, even herself, if the guy is 25, I'm sure she's within 23, 24.
She said she's 24.
Who send you? Instead of you to focus in school, now they'll say it's a mistake.
She said they didn't plan it.
You know your parents.
A father that is not sponsoring you through school. No, you see something and you're not going to blame her, you know. This father is still alive. No matter what, no matter how irresponsible he is, you still want your father's blessing. You still want, everybody wants...
They would have avoided the pregnancy. That's what I'm saying.
Now that they are there, what is going to happen? Because I was just thinking that, okay, now the uncle has to step in and be her father, you know, and you cannot do that. Then you are bringing a rift between two brothers now. The thing is just, it's complicated.
I wish them all the best, Sha, but it's messed up.
It is messed up.
People are going through things.
If they don't say their story, you wouldn't know.
Sorry to her.
The last one, Yusus. This one says, I want to seek the opinion of others about my current predicament. So I dated my husband for 8 years and eventually got pregnant and gave birth to twins. We are living in different states, so he moved me to the state where he lived and I left with just my clothes. I had to close down my business. I'm a makeup artist. And my husband said he didn't want me to be in that line of business anymore, that he would like me to have a business that I can be in one place. After we dedicated the children in church, and I reminded my husband to get a shop where I can start my new business, he told me he would like me to stay at home and take care of the children till they are 1 year old. That after all, we are not lacking anything. So I agreed. When the children turned 1 year, I reminded him again, and he said he would get a shop for me. 3 months later, I got pregnant and gave birth in January. The main reason I am here, during the days of our courtship, my husband promised to wed me in court registry and traditional marriage, which he ended up doing just the traditional marriage. And when I reminded him recently, he said he didn't promise me that, and that he's beginning to think that I have personal reasons why I'm interested in court registry. Note that my husband doesn't have my name nor any of our children's name in any of his properties. I have changed my name to my husband's first name, and I want to start getting my own properties. Is it advisable I still use the name, or should I use my family name, which is my maiden name? Please help her sister.
See,
what are your thoughts?
This whole change of name thing. Thank God in Islam it's not permissible
in Islam for you to change your name to your husband's name.
And the wisdom behind it is, it's actually common sense.
It is.
You can't change your lineage. It's not possible. In Islam, even if you adopt a child, you are not supposed to change their father's name. You adopt the child, but you don't change their father's name. You cannot change your lineage. You cannot change your family. The whole thing is, Kisan is a Western culture. in, it has to do with ownership. Why is the lady changing her name? Some women, I pity them, because a lot of women don't want to do it, but because of some policies in place, they actually have to do it. Case in point, for example, in Nigeria, but now they have changed it. If a woman and her children are going to renew their passport, they'll be looking for, they'll ask you for letter of consent. What rubbish. Or will a mother bring another child to come and renew her passport? It's madness. Or there was a time when a woman wants to travel with her child, they are looking for letter for consent.
Like a mother and a child cannot travel if the husband doesn't give you consent to travel with that child.
They have changed it now. It has been in place, but now they have changed it. There are NGOs, there are human rights organizations that have been fighting this because it actually doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say is, there are women that don't want to change their name, but because of all these policies, because of all these bottlenecks, they'll be like, what the heck? Let me just do it.
Before, if you want to travel, your name and your husband's name has to correspond before they even give you visa to travel.
And it's a well-known fact that Muslim women don't change their name. It's prohibited, totally prohibited. Then, okay, Rashida, you separate from that person, then you marry another man, you have to change. And once you change, it's not just the passport, you have to be changing your document because your certificate from school is different. It's your papa name. Now your papa name, you have to change. It's all madness. Madness. So don't even start. Thank God people are catching up with it, but Islamically, it's totally prohibited. Completely prohibited. Then number two, I will not forget to mention it. There are some women that do it to, let's say, you married to a prominent family just to show off. She would want to change her name. What's that? You're not proud of your papa name. Even if your papa na tomato seller is your father, is your father, you should own it and respect it. But society, so this our sister now. See the dilemma now. If you don't enter now,
there's plenty things.
What I got?
There's plenty.
What do you want to do? You want to buy the land? You want to buy the property in your name? See, the first thing, there's no trust in the marriage itself. Rashida. Number one problem. You are planning. There's no trust there. If not, whether you have you are taking your husband's family name.
It's unknown. Just the fear of the unknown, you know. Because we don't know what is going to happen. We don't know how everything is going to end. We are encouraged to like have our own money. It's like you have a plan B.
To me, Rashida, whether it's fear of the unknown, there's no certain thing in this life. As an adult, you should have a level of security, something safe for any days. Not even about your spouse or your partner. It's just common sense.
You.
As a human being, as an adult, you should save something for rainy day. You don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
It might not be about the marriage. What if life happens? What if life happens? You cannot depend wholly, fully on an individual.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Financially, ethically, morally, what, no matter how you see it, it doesn't make sense. Rashida, that's a human being on his own. She might have the issues, ain't she?
Yeah.
Same way you are a whole human being, you have your own challenges. Then you depend totally 100%. Even though some men don't make it easy, my wife will not work. How much will they pay you?
How much will they pay you?
You go rubbish. Do you understand? But as a human being, as an adult, you should have some level of sense. And so can't you see the Islamic clerics now, they are changing their talk. Women have something to do.
At the end of the day, if a woman has what to do, like she has her money, you know, this thing, it even comes back to help the man again.
Thank you very much.
It's come back to help you again.
All the money that a woman has.
See, even if your husband is, if your husband is giving you money, what do you use that money for? You still use it for the household.
Yes.
You still use it to solve one or two without telling him. You're like, okay, he gives me money, and will I still come back and ask him? I need to buy some stuff. There are so many places that you block. So the money is still coming back to the household, and it's going. If you are the one that helps your family, it still goes back to your family. It's still is doing
Thank
something.
You.
It's just that maybe you will not be able to help your family the way you would have loved to help your family.
But to some extent.
To some extent, it does block some things. And the registry she was talking about is, you know, when you do the court wedding, the court is able to interfere when things go bad. So if you do a court wedding, they're able to share properties, they're able to dissolve the marriage in the court system. But if it's the traditional wedding, there's nothing. He can just decide one day, stand up, pack your things, leave my house, and that's the end of it. It just looks like it's a control thing. he's just trying to control her in a certain way.
Yeah.
So it's something she needs to decide. See, I just feel that with things like this, you have an option. It's always a plan A and a plan B. What can you take and what can you not take? Weigh your pros and weigh your cons. If the pro outweigh the cons, you stick to that, and that's just it. She says she doesn't lack anything. Sometimes we women, we just want more. We've said it before. We just want more. Sometimes you're in a certain position for too long. You want more than that. It's just a woman's nature. If you're employed and
it's not a woman nature, it's human nature. Yeah.
If you're employed in a place for too long, at first, when they're giving you a certain salary, you're contented with it, you're happy with it. Down the line, you want more. You're like, I've worked here for so amount of time and I deserve more than what I'm getting. It's just, that's how life is. And we just say, Allah make it easy for every one of us.
I mean, it's not easy, but there's a lot of trust issue. I think there's something that she knows. She's the one in the marriage. She's the one with the person. There's something that she knows that maybe she has not mentioned in this. And like you rightly said, the element of control. We've discussed this numerous times on this podcast. A lot of men think the only way they can control a woman is through finance. And I say this, why do you want to control a whole human being? When you yourself, when you are tired of yourself a lot of times, but that's the way it is and that's the way it goes. That's why you see a man, you will see women that are willing to be housewife, he will not go for them. But then you go for a woman that is already working in the bid to try to break her.
What annoys me is two people come together and they want to get married. Please, let's discuss everything. Let's lay everything down on the table. Because now this guy thinks he's using reverse psychology, quote unquote, for her. He said, come to my city. She packed everything, closed down her business, you know. She didn't argue with him. She came thinking that she has found somebody that both of them, their goals align together. He has promised me he's going to. She had her first set of kids. When she started talking about going back, but she got pregnant again. And you know, women, sometimes they think that when they get pregnant, maybe the first baby is just, let me see, when I have the second baby, he's going to change.
Hey, change.
He's going to be better. Then you have the second, you have the third, then you have the fourth, fifth. That's how our mothers were
before
having
you know
six
it.
And seven, eight.
Rashida, they were 20 children. 11 children.
The highest number of kids women have. I think there was one that had like 50 something.
How?
She was giving birth to them, like single, twins, like that.
You said 50.
Yeah.
50 or the something. One woman.
Yes, one woman.
As in, she was giving birth to quintuplets.
She was giving birth to children. She gave birth like 50 something times. Her children were up to 50 something. How do they give birth to
I can't wait. No. How can one woman give birth to 50 something? I can't wait. I'm interested, Rashida. I'm fully vested in this. 50?
Yeah. Women with the highest number of children. Oh, sorry. You see, I was even mistaken. I said 50 something. With a total of 69 children, she gave birth to 16 set of twins.
16 set of twins?
Yeah.
16, that's 32.
Then she gave birth to 7 sets of triplets, 4 sets of quadruplets.
Huh.
So she had a total of 69 kids. A Uganda mother gave birth to 44 children, of which 38 of them are still alive till today.
Where do they keep these children? How were they able to raise them?
In the house. They'll give birth to them in the house.
No, wait. See the way you are saying it.
Elizabeth and John Mott gave birth to 42 children. Alice Hooks gave birth to 41 kids. Elizabeth and William Greenhill gave birth to 39 children. So what are you saying? The highest number of kids a single woman had given birth to is 69 uses.
Wow.
69 kids.
Wow.
You say women are not superheroes.
Wow.
Are you surprised?
Wow.
Are you flabbergasted?
Wow. The human body is only God.
You can't explain that. You can't just. That's crazy. Crazy in a good way. But oh God, how did they raise? I'm bigger. Like
when
I'm
was asking you that one, you said in the house, but
I'm curious to know what the dynamic of raising 69 kids are because
when they had the set of twins, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, didn't it occur to them like, wait, we need to stop. Mm-mm. This is it's Ahaka, it's okay.
It did not occur.
You know, this one is sometimes Uganda, is in the village.
And you know sometimes
they don't be throwing the children.
They take that word of the Holy book which says that God's provide. They take it literally, like God provides and there's nothing you can tell anybody about it. If God has given me these kids, he's going to provide for me to feed them if it's like feeding. But what I'm scared of is like, you can't control 69 people like that. Will the kids start having affairs with each other? Will they, you know, it's...
Ashida, people that give birth like that don't consider all these factors.
Yeah.
It's that's to born and thing. Move on. That's this is a yearly thing. She gives birth yearly. Her body,
God is wonderful.
The body has not known any rest for the past how many years?
It's her brain too has not known rest.
Yes. Hi. Well, anyway, it's good to know. Because if you ask me to guess the total number of kids, children that a woman can bear, I don't think I can even guess 20. Talk more of 60 something.
Are you serious?
No. I was saying 12 and I was surprised. Yeah. I was like,
right. I told you 50 were like, you were trying to argue with me.
12. Talk more of 50. Now you are saying 60 something. 59. Do you understand?
That's the highest number.
God is awesome.
Yours
God
is awesome. Do you have a trending topic for us this week?
Nothing has been trending now. Okay, let me give you one. Is this nonsense guy, Simon Epa, that was arrested in Finland? Simon Epa is the man, I have to say that, that took over after Nnamdi Kanu, supposedly, that he's the supreme leader of the IPOB movement, even though they have distanced themselves from him. And he's the one that has been championing the sit at home in the eastern part of Nigeria. How is it possible? Mondays, no work, no school, nothing. They have to sit, no activities. And for evil people to stay at home, you just know. If you make a mistake to open your shop, oh my God, a lot of people have died. They have burned shops. They have burned... it's crazy. So finally, if you watch his videos, Rashida, come and see provocation. Finally, the Nigerian government have been trying to extradite him, but he's a Finnish citizen.
Yeah,
so finally he was arrested and he has been charged with, I think, terrorism charges and stuff. So we'll see how that goes. The Nigerian government are trying to extradite him back to Nigeria and try him. That has been trending here.
That is a serious one. This is a serious
thing. I know, Regina. It's madness. You are there in a functioning society. In Kikagashi, you see him in his office and he'll be giving. And do you know the sad part of it? A lot of educated people follow
His followers.
It's sad and upsetting at the same time, my sister.
On that note, we say thank you, guys. This was a lovely episode.
Thank you.
It started slow, but we picked up.
I apologize on behalf of Rashida again.
Oh, God, please. You guys see what your sis is doing. She's shifting the blame on me. She refused to take any part of this blame.
I rightly took my part. Said the time difference, I will not blame you. But it's not hibernating season for me, Rashida. So accept it.
Thank you guys for listening thus far. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and please leave us a review. Please share the podcast with a friend. Do all the good stuff for us, guys. What is it? Damn it, man.
You have been listening this far. Please, I've been managing her. Let's manage her together. Thank you so much, guys, for staying back. Kindly give us a follow on our social media handle. It's at the Chill Sister Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you so much. You can send us an email, thechillsisterspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much. You have a lovely weekend.